Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I have an experience of this. I can relate. There's a family that I love, and I have prayed for a long time to be able to break some bondage. And the Lord gave me the name of it, the name of their bondage, and the curse on their family was rejection. And so I prayed a lot before I went to talk to them about it. And when I went, the Lord so took over. It was not me. It was complete peace, complete quiet, complete shalom. There was no accusation. There was no going over sin or any of that. There was simply, this is what the stronghold is that went down from one generation to the next.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of truth and fact, yeah, reality. And it was very simple to bind and loose. Mm. And it took a little while before there was fruit from it, but there was amazing fruit from it, particularly in one person.
Wow.
Amazing. Revelation, realization, repentance, all of it came. And there's just been such rejoicing over the Jesus broke the bonds of rejection over that family. Mm-hmm. And it's going to reverberate for years, I believe. But it was the sweetest atmosphere. You could almost smell the fragrance of the Lord. It was so sweet and quiet. There was no grandiosity or kaboom or anything in it. It was just precious. So that it didn't disturb the sheep, that there was a major issue in their lives. It was just, this is what it is. Now, Jesus fixes it.
He didn't come to condemn us or to beat us or, you know, shock us, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wake us up, yes. But it's not abusive. Again, it's
right.
Not abusive. It's relational. It's to bring us to himself. It's to bring us into that relationship. Mm-hmm. He paid a high price for that.
I was just thinking that, John. This is redemption from the cross, from the agony. And recently, there was someone I was really praying about. And I saw a burden. Didn't know what it was, but I just really prayed to release that burden. And it says in Matthew 11, I think 12, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he began to reveal to me riches about that burden. It was, of course, you can imagine a burden from childhood. And so we bound and loosed. And went to pray about it and met together. And so he showed it to me alone. I didn't discuss it with anyone. It was an answer to prayer. But when I got with the person who was the victim, then we were church. And it could be lifted. And it was very clear to both of us what the burden was and how heavy it was and how unjust. So that was another binding and loosing.
I'm really looking forward to this booklet coming out. And like you've said, I've waited for a long time for it, and I've been praying for a long time for it. You've got a number of things in the hopper, written, spoken about warfare, spiritual warfare, and what its purpose is, how you do it, and there's some misinformation that I've been hearing for years from the church, from the pulpit, about, you know, what spiritual warfare is, and it's always been frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, if you follow the way they've said it, it's always been frustrating because it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
My soulish stamping my feet and hollering and bouncing off the walls does not work.
Mm-hmm. It does not defeat the enemy.
No. And but you've got some real amazing stuff. And
well, you all are so encouraging to me because when I write it, pretty much, and it's done, and when I have the, then I'm not on it anymore.
Yeah.
And I tend to not really get what the Lord has done and what He has given me.
That's okay. You just have to trust us.
Okay. Just obey.
Yeah. I'm hoping that this is a first installment of several things that will come out.
Really?
About warfare. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
But this one, I really want it to come out because I think it's a vital necessity for the church and for understanding of warfare, of loosing people that are in your life that are bound.
Mm-hmm.
And things that will not
move.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely will not move. Mm-hmm. And I covered prayers for this to be released.
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
Too. And I go back to what the name of it is. It's the keys to the kingdom. In other words, it means you rule and reign. And the devotional that is going on now is about Daniel. And I really want someday to have that one in print because it's all about government and how he functioned under God's government and God's kingdom in the middle of a tyrannical reign. And he ruled over the rulers. It's incredible. And
some of the worst, awful kings and dictators and tyrants of the world, you know?
Mm-hmm, that ever lived, yeah. And he sailed through it. I'm sure it wasn't a sail, but he did glide through it under the government of the kingdom.
The thing that always blows my mind about Daniel is that his government was a through line through many leaders. It wasn't like he rose to influence under one leader. He literally rose mm-hmm. up and he stayed up because he wasn't on this plane. He wasn't wrestling with flesh and blood. He was in the heavens and he was amazing, because the king that would fall, the next that would come, it was natural. He just mm-hmm. immediately went into their courts, and he was a part of the whole court because he was in of a different court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful testimony.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I want to live. I don't want to live frustrated and wrestling with the flesh and with earthly principalities. I want to be over it all mm-hmm. and live reigning.
And in each little sphere, we can change history. We can change the world if this is so powerful. Literally. As I say, I can't tell stories, really, the big ones, because it would be recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
But it literally can move mountains, binding and loosing.
It does move mountains.
It does move mountains, yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.